morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today, standing in for Megan Ra. This morning's scripture reading is John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19, Jesus and Peter. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of the Lord.
Let us all bow our heads in prayer. Lord our God, as we await what you want to say to us this morning through these words that were just read to us, may your Spirit indeed be present here and in our lives and our hearts, wherever we may find ourselves this morning, so that we will be open to receive your word, to be changed by it, and to follow through on it. We pray that you will bless us now. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we are focusing on rising with Christ. And the Bible says, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in newness of life. And so the Bible is full of stories of redemption and of change and really of hope. And today we are looking at another of these stories, the story of Peter. And what we're going to see is that faith in a risen Jesus can transform our lives for the better here and now. No matter how big or how small we fall, God outstretches his hand, ready to raise us up and help us to live a new life, to walk in newness of life. So I read this story about Lucy Chavez on the C.S. Lewis Institute website. She's a missionary from Kenya, and she's currently studying in London. And she says, "When I was younger, I thought forgiveness was an easy thing. If someone did something wrong, all they had to do was say sorry, and that was the end of the story. As I grew older, I began to realize that forgiveness isn't always so simple. It's a journey that is best taken with Christ. The lesson did not come easy." She says, "I once had a very dear friend who was more like a sibling than a friend to me. But one day she stated and started a rumor about me. And the rumor was not only false, it was one of the most painful things I've ever experienced. In one moment, I lost my bosom buddy as well as my reputation. And the situation lasted for about 3 years, and I kept hoping for an apology that wasn't to come. And as much as I felt I was the one wronged, holding on to the pain was not making me healthy or happy. I felt stuck and unable to move beyond the point of pain. But at the same time, I was convicted while praying the Lord's Prayer, specifically the part that says, "Forgive our sins, our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin, who trespass against us." And I remember asking the Lord to help me forgive. I couldn't do it on my own. I didn't know where to begin. And one day I reached out to my former friend in an attempt to reconcile. Things didn't go as I hoped for. I didn't get an apology. But one thing was different. I felt the Lord lifting the burden from me. Even though I was disappointed, it seemed like the anger was fading away. And I felt stronger and more in control of my emotions. And I walked away that day, not with what I wanted, but with what I needed. My friend didn't apologize until years later, but that day I felt like healing had begun. I felt we were encouraged to show this kind of unconditional love as we settle our wrongdoings or trespasses with our brothers and friends and fellow workers and neighbors. As we forgive one another, the kingdom of God comes in our midst. Have you ever made a mistake on your journey of life or faith where you were forgiven, where someone showed you love? If you've been given a second chance, how did that impact your life? Or have you ever hurt or betrayed someone else? And what does forgiveness and love look like for you? Have you, like Lucy Chavez, been able to forgive someone else and give that person a second chance? And did forgiving that person change you? I think the world around us does not really encourage us to be generous with our second chances. Culture at large is not big on the business of forgiveness. Instead of being quick to forgive, we tend to hold grudges. And more than often, we tend to close off opportunities for healed relationships. And have you ever thought about it this way? When we treat someone else poorly, or when we are unwilling to give someone a second chance, or when we close off those opportunities for healed relationships through forgiveness, are we maybe denying God? Are we maybe saying we don't know Jesus when we don't show His love and forgiveness to others? Simon Peter makes a big mistake and denies three separate times that even knows Jesus. I mean, you know this incident very well. Jesus predicted that this will happen to one of His closest friends. And He said to Peter, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny Me three times." And Peter said, "Never, never ever." And so after they arrested Jesus, Peter was standing with others in the courtyard warming himself around a fire, and a woman asked him, "Aren't you one of that man's followers?" And Peter said, "No, I'm not." And someone else asked him the same question, and again he said, "No, I'm not." And one of the high priest's servants then said, "Didn't I see you in the garden with that man?" And once more Peter denied it, and then the rooster crowed. And yet, despite his this lack of faithfulness and friendship on Peter's side, Jesus still invites him into continued discipleship. In fact, the risen Jesus in our passage meets him and the other disciples with a gesture of companionship and abundance, fish and breakfast on the beach. And that's when Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times. And now Jesus asks him the same question 3 times. "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter gets a chance to repair the relationship. Peter's imperfect love for Jesus does not seem to change Jesus' unchanging love for Peter. Our imperfect love for God does not change God's unconditional love for us imperfect humans. And so what does forgiveness do? It allows us to journey from those moments where we deny Jesus to reconciliation with God. It is God's forgiveness that makes us right with God. And when we make a big mistake or a mistake that harms a relationship, it is forgiveness that enables us to move to renewed faithfulness. You know, in John 20, verse 22, Jesus says that if you forgive someone else's sin, they are forgiven through the Holy Spirit. Our forgiveness allows the power of God to move, change, and reconcile. And in this passage, the power of Jesus' forgiveness is evident. He's willing to give Peter food. He addresses him as friend, even after Peter's denial. But there's something else that we need to see in this passage. I mean, we have talked often about forgiveness. But what happens here between Peter and Jesus shows us that there's another side of forgiveness. On the other side of forgiveness, Jesus calls Peter to a new life. He forgives Peter, and that empowers Peter to a changed and renewed life, a life of servant leadership. Jesus says, "You are forgiven. Now feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. As a shepherd to a flock, minister to my people." And we often think of forgiveness as the solution to a problem. And I mean, of course it can be, and often it is, but this passage shows us how forgiveness is really a first step. And that initial step of forgiveness then frees Peter for a life of faith. Forgiveness is the foundation that allows him to be a key leader in the early church. So I guess if I can put it in theological terms, there's God's promise of reconciliation and justification. So through forgiveness, we are reconciled with God. And that makes us right with God. That's the justification. And so our relationship with God is healed through forgiveness. But there's also the promise of redemption and sanctification. When we are redeemed, we go on and actively participate in a changed life. Sanctification. You are forgiven. Now feed my sheep. So you see, Peter's denial of Jesus does not define him. It never did. You are not the mistake. You simply make a mistake. And long before Jesus' death and resurrection, he called Peter the rock. He said, "Peter, you are a rock, and on this rock, this foundation, I will build my church, and not even death will be able to to overcome it. And in our passage, we see how Jesus commissions him to be this rock. Take care of my sheep. And later in the book of Acts, if you go read it, we can see Peter living in his strength as this rock of the church. So you see, we often let our mistakes define us. We let our mistakes derail us from living the lives we were made for. And Peter's story is another powerful example of redemption and of change and of hope. He accepted the full power of Jesus' forgiveness, and it moved him forward in following God's call on his life. And hopefully his story can give us hope and encourage us and inspire us to receive God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ and live into God's future for us. But to also offer the same forgiveness and new life to others. So is there someone you need to forgive? And how would you begin to forgive that someone today? What would be your first steps in moving toward this? Have a change of heart? Or pick up the phone? Or write a letter? Or get together for lunch and talk about it? Show God's grace? What is your first step in the journey of forgiveness? Or do you need to forgive yourself and not let a mistake define you? So be aware of the mistake and bring it to God in confession and accept His forgiveness. And don't let the mistake hold you back any longer. Embrace your forgiveness and walk in newness of life. But let me tell you, forgiveness is hard. It doesn't happen right away either. Most often it's a process. It is a journey. And a journey, like Lucy Chavez says, that is best walked with Jesus. But it can bring you freedom. And it can allow others to find freedom. And I think what our world today needs more than anything else is the freedom of forgiveness. We need to see more of God's grace and God's second chances. Because Jesus wants us to love both others and ourselves, and it's the love and forgiveness of God that enables us to rise above our mistakes and become more faithful disciples. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, I know for a fact that most of us here today have struggled with this. We've been hurt, we've been betrayed, we've been mistreated. We've all held grudges. I think we've all found it difficult to forgive someone, to forgive a situation, to forgive ourselves for something we did or did not do. Peter denied you 3 times and you still loved him, still accepted him, you still called him a friend. And you forgiving him enabled him to become the person you knew and believed he always would be. May your grace in our lives, your love in our lives, Your forgiveness in our lives enable us to be forgiving people. And Lord, I pray that if a name came to mind this morning, where we know we need to do something about this relationship or this situation, that your Spirit will strengthen us and encourage us and make us bold enough to take the step towards forgiveness. And maybe it won't work out the way we want to, but we can let it go. And it will free us. And I pray that for all of us today in the name of Jesus. Amen.